That's right. It's Tom Sunday Night Football on NBC Crossing. And I went 10-5 this week in predictions. Jade.
11-4.
Grossy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossy.
And I'm Jade Grossy.
And here we are again with another week of NFL predictions, in which I thought 10-5 would be enough for the sweet, sweet victory, but apparently not, as I went 10-5 last week, going 99-75-2 on the year. And Jade is 11-4 and going 92-82-2. Lots of twos in that one. So she is 7 games behind. And she could catch up with this week in the NFL. And if that's the case, toaster baths all around. Let's go to the first Thursday night game, which they're trying to hype up as actually being a good matchup, but I don't see it happening. The New Orleans Saints versus the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys pulling off the win on Thanksgiving against an Alex Smith-less Washington Redskins. I don't think they'll be able to do the same with Drew Brees, as Drew Brees, I think, will put him to sleep. Jade, Saints.
That's what I was going to say, is the Saints.
They're going marching in on this episode. The Chicago Bears versus the New York Giants in a game that nobody wants to see, as the Bears continue to make my life a living nightmare, one that I can never awaken from. The Chicago Bears will unfortunately win.
Well, I think Craig actually wants to see the game because it's the Bears. And I'm going to go with the Bears.
You even said it like that. Like, duh, Bears. Mm-hmm. Gross. Then the Arizona Cardinals, possibly the worst football team currently in the NFL, versus the Green Bay Packers, who are not that far behind as we continue to fall off a cliff of misery, despair, and drown ourselves in just pure depression and agony. But I think the Packers can pull this one off this week, because if we don't, toaster baths all around. Packers.
I will also go with the Packers.
Oh, look at that.
It was an easy pick this week.
And why is that?
Because it's against the Cardinals.
Did you pick the Vikings last week? No, that was an actual question.
Yes.
That literally was the difference. More like, what are you going to get in your Christmas stocking?
That's fine. We could put it in the fire.
It's a wood burning stove, not a coal burning stove.
But you could still put it in the fire.
You probably could, but then it would pollute the earth more, Jade.
Well, then why are you buying what's polluting the earth, Tom, and supporting that industry, Tom?
I'm not. I'm getting it from Santa, Jade.
Why would you get it from Santa to give it to me?
Because I am the middleman between old Saint Nick and you.
Somehow I don't believe that.
Yeah, he does all my Black Friday shopping for me.
I definitely don't believe that.
He does. And he comes in on a sled, right? Which is powered by wind and magic. So it's environmentally friendly. And he goes into old coal mines, and which is using American workers because of the economy. And he's scooping the coal out and he's bringing it to me.
So again, why is then Santa supporting...
He's not. No, it's this coal that was already there is like not good coal. It was like recycled coal.
So you're actually giving me good coal that could then be burned in our wood fire.
No, I'm giving you recycled coal.
Right, but that means it's good coal because you're justifying that Santa is using good coal to hand out to the bad kids. So then I could use the good coal for our wood stove.
No, because then it's polluting the environment.
So then Santa pollutes the environment.
Santa is a saint. Literally.
Polluting the environment by handing out coal.
And don't you ever say another word
about
it.
You're losing this battle.
Again. Yeah, well, guess what? You're losing your Christmas gifts.
Fine. Bye.
Bye. Then moving on to the Indianapolis Colts versus the Jaguars, who could take down a Cayman, but again, not really successful in the win column. If last time I checked, they were benching Blake Bortles. I started the Jaguars defense last week and got me a whopping 0 points in fantasy. So I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts here.
I will also go with the Colts.
I see what you're doing. You're just picking everything that I pick. So
yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
I knew it. Called it. Moving on to the Cleveland Browns versus the Houston Texans. The Browns being the Browns and the Texans, well, they're a mighty steed, and I think they'll ride off into the sunset to victory. I'm going to go with the Houston Texans.
I will also go with the Texans.
Shocker. Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever bounces off me sticks to you.
Damn, she's good. The Carolina Panthers. Good. You said I'm.
I know.
Ah, you didn't copy me there. Got him. No. Carolina Panthers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm going to go with the Carolina Pussycats here after suffering a heartbreaking loss to the Seattle Seahawks, in which I went against Christian McCaffrey in two leagues and he put up 41 points, and that hurt my soul. But they still couldn't beat the Seahawks. But I think they're going to beat the Buccaneers this week.
I'll go with the Panthers as well.
Then moving on to the Buffalo Bills versus the Miami Dolphins. This is a tale of two crappy teams, and I'm going to go with the aquatic mammal here with the Dolphins. I think they'll use echolocation to find their way to victory.
I'm going to go with the Bills because why not? And I'm not copying you.
Got them. Then moving on to the Denver Broncos, who squeaked out a win against the Steelers because the Steelers didn't know how to run the ball.
They did not steal the game.
They didn't steal the win. The game was stolen from them, actually. Oh. Ironic. Mm. It's like rain on your wedding day.
It's like a spoon when all you need is a knife?
No, I was just thinking it's like raining on your wedding day.
Oh, okay.
It's like raining on your wedding day.
It's a free ride when you've already paid.
It's a good advice that you just didn't take.
And who would have thought it's bigger?
That's the words?
I think.
I always said it's a girl, but I didn't think
that
was right.
I'm pretty sure what I said was right, but I also make up my own lyrics sometimes, so. But
it's either it's bigger or it's a girl.
It's definitely it's bigger. Because it's ironic, so.
What's ironic?
It seems like on the outside, it's something bigger. It's something deeper.
It's like fire at a firehouse. Or Tom Grassi losing his own predictions on his own show.
I guess. That's not really ironic. I mean, maybe I guess that's ironic.
Which one?
You losing your predictions.
Why is that ironic? Not ironic.
No, I'm saying it probably is ironic.
Isn't it ironic? Moving on to the... we're talking about the Broncos. Versus the Bengals. The Bengals... Nope. And the Broncos, maybe. So I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Okay. I'll go with the Broncos.
Okay. I love how I think the evolution of this show has actually turned into me giving less analysis and you winning. Isn't that ironic? Moving on to the Baltimore Ravens versus the Falcons, a tale of two birds in this one, in which I'm never going to get over that blooper that I did weeks ago, and I'm afraid every time I say a tale of. But the Ravens, starting Lamar Jackson, who's 2-0 as a starter, and the Falcons, I feel like I want the Falcons to win here. Like, I feel like they could do it.
Ravens.
But I'm going to go with the Ravens. Yep. Quote the Raven, nevermore. Then the LA Rams versus the Detroit Lions. I'm going to go with the LA Rams here because they're a damn good team and the Lions are a bunch of putty cats. Moving on to the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Oakland Raiders. I'm saying the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take this one easily.
But... Wait. Who do I have that I lost? Smith? Who's he from?
That's Washington. He used to be on the Chiefs.
Oh, I feel like I thought this whole season that he's been on the Chiefs.
That's probably why you've been losing every week in fantasy. I did beat you in fantasy. Ha! 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 I did that.
He's beaten everybody in fantasy.
I am undefeated in that league. Undefeated!
Oh, wait. So the Chiefs are fine. So I'll go with the Chiefs.
After all that, I was really hoping you'd pick the Raiders.
I really thought that he was on the Chiefs the whole time.
Yep. Moving on to the New York Jets versus the Tennessee Titans.
Titans.
Yeah, I'll go with the Titans too. Why not? Even though the Jets put up a little bit more of a fight than I thought they would against the Patriots.
Next one.
I'll go with the Titans. The Minnesota, it actually should be a pretty good game. The Minnesota Vikings versus the New England Patriots. I refuse to pick those purple bastards, so I'm going to go with the New England Patriots.
And I fully support those purple bastards, so Vikings.
Jay, please watch your language. This is a family
friendly. You said it first.
So two wrongs make a right.
I mean,
three rights make a left. Got him. Trying to steal my jokes on my own show. Like the Steelers are going to try to steal away.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet. That would have been great, though. That would have been a great transition. Then we got... Oh, God, I'm choking. The San Francisco 49ers versus the Seattle Seahawks. What used to be a rivalry for the ages is now just a rivalry that no one will watch. So the Seattle Seahawks, I believe, will win.
I agree, even though I don't like them.
Who does? And then the LA Chargers, Phillip Rivers going 25 for 25. Set a new NFL record.
Woo!
Complete his first 25 and three
great
touchdowns.
Job, Rivers.
Yeah. Versus the Steelers, who suffered an embarrassing loss to the Denver Broncos. This should be a pretty good game, too. The Chargers, nobody's talking about the Chargers. Nobody's talking about them. I'm talking about them. I say they're going to beat the Steelers. They're not. But I think they're going to beat the Steelers. Chargers.
I think the Steelers are going to steal the game.
I don't know if that was your impression of me or your actual
prediction.
What
I hear in my head when you talk.
Oh, all right. That makes sense. I thought it'd be more like a bird.
Now I can tolerate birds.
Quack, quack. Steelers gonna steal a game.
See, I don't think bird. Quack. I mean, I guess. Quack.
Say my nose thing. Say something about my nose. Say something
about
my nose.
I wasn't even thinking that.
You were thinking about it.
I wasn't until you just
said
it.
So you're saying they're picking the Steelers?
Yeah.
And then finally, the Washington Redskins, who had Alex Smith before.
Don't anymore, neither do I.
Snapped his leg. Versus the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't really care about this game. I think the Eagles are going to win, though. I think they have enough talent. They beat the Giants because the Giants just didn't run Saquon Barkley in the second half. I'm going to go with the Eagles here.
And considering I don't have Alex Smith anymore, and neither do they, let's go with the Eagles.
All right, Jane. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. A lot of our picks were the same this week.
No, they were like 4 or 5 differences.
Well, there's like 16 games, so...
Well, yeah, but that means we always have a lot of likes.
Cool. You can always find me at TomGrassyComedy.com or at TomGrassyComedy on the Twitter, Patreon, Facebook. What's the other things? Instagram. You guys check out Packcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on the YouTube.
YouTube.
But thank you so much for watching. Also, if you want to check out my promo from NBC, it's on the channel. You know, Jade.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal now.
Is it a big deal for bedtime yet? I can't see the clock from here.
That didn't even make sense. When NBC was here, they took the battery out because it was ticking.
No, I really don't know what time it is. Like, it's way past my bedtime.
Your phone is literally right there.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
It's just time for bed. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom, Sunday Night Football on NBC Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi.
Wow, that yawn was about as subtle as a heart attack. And as always, go Pack, go.